You are listening to Radio RMN. This is Raylan Allen on an extremely rainy day in my area. And if the power goes off, they have my cell phone, so the show will go on. We are really in for an exciting time today. I've got Ken Welch on the line. If you know of Kim Welch, you know that he's the reverse speech fellow. He's a writer and researcher who worked during the 90s to create methods that ordinary people could use to create their own subliminal and altered state programming for self-empowerment. He published a book on the subject, Wishes Granted. It's no longer in print, but I bet you could find copies of it if you go to Amazon.com. Ken's work involved putting information into the subconscious where it could create changes. And when he learned about reversing human speech, he jumped at the chance to get information back out of the subconscious as well. He's been working with reverse speech since 1997, and many people feel his skill at finding and publishing speech reversals is the best on the planet. And let me tell you, if you have not been to Ken Welch's site, boy, do you have a wonderful surprise in store for you. It is ken-welch.com, ken-welch.com. And if you go over there right now and play the Donald Rumsfeld, that is just so amazing to hear what Donald Rumsfeld says in reverse speech. Ken, welcome to Rumormill News Radio.
Well, I'm glad to be here. This is the first time that I've done radio in years, and I'm just delighted to be with you.
Well, I am honored that for your first radio show you chose to do Rumormill News Radio. That's incredible.
Well,
for all of those. For those people, I'm going to play your Donald Rumsfeld. It is such an incredible speech reversal that let's just start there. I'm going to play it over my computer, and hopefully people will be able to hear it.
The movies don't start with a newsreel showing the latest activities in the war as they did during World War II when I was a young man. English lawyers.
I cannot believe that. I hope everybody heard it. The reversal was, we all are slaves, we all are slaves, and he's putting...
You have to be careful. You have to be careful there. It's you all are slaves.
It's not, you all are slaves?
Yeah, it's not we, it's you are slaves.
Oh, my God, I heard we are all slaves. Well, we'll...
That's one of the difficulties in working with speech is that we all have, if you'll pardon me saying so, lazy listening. So you have to actually consciously look and listen at each word when you're working with speech to make sure that you're not just assuming what was said.
Wow. So I assumed that he was putting himself into the class that all of us are in. But no, he's saying you all are slaves.
Right.
That's just amazing. What inspired you to do this?
Well, I created KenWelch.com to publish a single report. It was 2006. I was becoming alarmed at the increase in web traffic, all the articles and things talking about that the so-called terrorists were going to bring a nuke into the U.S. and detonate it. And I recognized that I was dealing with what was essentially a propaganda stream. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
Well, why are they doing this? And the only thing I could think of, well, it's psychological preparation, just like they're describing. So I had been working with reverse speech for quite some time at that point, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to find out what's going on. So I started, at the White House, people testifying before Congress, whole bunch of people that you can normally access via the news and find the videos on the internet and so forth. And I discovered that they all knew about a plan to essentially set off a small nuclear weapon right not too far from me in Texas City, Texas. So we gathered up all the reverse speech, created this huge report that showed it all, and I had to create a website just to hold the report. So we called it the Easter Surprise, and they tried it three or four times, actually. But the very first time they tried it, there was my report already on the web with so many details about it that they actually became frightened and abandoned the plan.
But what is in that little area? Why would they have chosen that?
Well, first of all, you remember this was under Bush, and Texas is Bush's home state. Got a lot of connections here. You have at Texas City, you have an old oil terminal that is no longer able to take the largest tankers, and begging for funds to dredge the channel all the time, and it's out of date. And so if they could create a terrorist incident, first of all, at that location, there would be room for all kinds of tax money to come in and build a brand new oil terminal. In fact, that's what they're starting to do today. But
interestingly, in those days, that's what the whole war in Yugoslavia was about, was destroying all of those bridges so that they could be rebuilt, so that the massive oil tankers could come underneath them. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that they've tried before, you know, just destroy it in an act of war or terrorism so it can be rebuilt better.
Well, the oil terminal actually was kind of a sideline to the real story, which was that the U.S. was looking for a really good excuse to attack Iran. And they had already put into place U.S. policy, official policy, that said if a nuclear weapon ever went off on U.S. territory or that of an ally, that the U.S. would, in fact, immediately nuke Iran. And
okay.
So it was like, all you need is the trigger. And they have tried like six different times to create that trigger. And what they want is Iranian oil.
So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. The Pentagon is actually under the control of an oil consortium or cartel, and has been for years and years, and all our policy in the Middle East is dictated right here from Houston, where the that cartel has its headquarters.
Extraordinary. No wonder they are so much against Obama and his green way. What you did with Al-Zawahiri, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, is something that I had thought about but never taken the time to do it. Was, I just had in the back of my mind that all of these guys, Bin Laden, I don't think Bin Laden exists anymore. I think he probably died in 2001 when he was supposed to have died, from his kidney problem. Either that or he got a...
Very good, Ray. You got it.
and so I figured they replaced him, with a CIA operative, and they probably did the same thing with, Zarqawi and El-Zawahiri. And so you actually did reverse speech on, what language do they speak? Arabic or? I'm not sure.
Since I don't speak it, I don't know what it was, but it didn't matter. When you reversed them, it turned out that they were thinking in English.
Isn't that just, folks, listen to what he is saying. All of these terrorists think in English. Well, you don't think in English unless English is your first language.
That's exactly right.
I mean, this is amazing to me.
Yeah, there, as I continued looking at what was happening on the national scene, and I really hadn't been that interested until my neighbors down here were about to be nuked. I just kept finding out more and more about what was really going on, and I realized that, boy, we don't get the truth about anything, and a lot of what we're hearing is just pure fantasy that is concocted for, you know, shaping public opinion. And the biggest fantasy of all is Al-Qaeda. They don't exist.
You know, I've got to give an example of all of this stuff being concocted just for our amusement. There was an Air Force briefing about Roswell. And
yes.
it was done probably in the mid-'80s. And I was watching it on television. They interrupted everything for this Roswell Air Force briefing. And the colonel or the general comes out, and he starts giving his speech, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely clear with all of the research that we have done that the Roswell crash was nothing more than a He puts his head down. I'm mimicking him exactly as he's laughing. He puts his head down on the forum and just laughs and laughs and laughs, and finally somebody leads him away. And another guy goes up and reads what he was supposed to have read, and that was the end of the briefing. In other words,
I'll be darned. I would love to find that audio.
I have searched and searched and searched for that particular one. If anybody else saw it and has it, please send us a copy so we can at least try some reverse speech on it. But can't you imagine the people that are making up the headlines? They are probably exactly like that Air Force officer, and they're thinking, oh, this is a really good one. Let's tell them that Wall Street is crashing. I mean, that's
right.
Probably the way that they're making up all of our headlines. Can we really need to have a 6 o'clock evening news with Ken Welch and the reverse speeches on all of the so-called top stories for the day? Oh, my God, you're...
Oh, I would love to do that, but there'd have to be about 10 of me.
Believe me, I fully understand. Ken, tell people how hard it is to do a reverse speech.
Well, actually, it is a fairly highly developed skill. And when you work with, say, 10 minutes of audio, you may spend an hour and maybe 2 hours simply finding the first set of reversals that are in there. Then you have to wait a while for your mind to clear and think about something else, then go back over what you found and see if you really found it. Because, as I pointed out, the ear can fool you. And you just keep digging and digging, and it takes hours to decide what you've got. It takes me more hours then to prepare it for the web. And on a major report like this one we did on the moon and the Apollo program, there's actually about 2 months of work in there. Virtually all my spare time went into it. And by the time I found every possible reversal I can, then I start into the writing mode where I'm creating web pages and so forth. By then, I'm working virtually every waking moment trying to put it together. Still takes days, and I end up when I finally get it up, man, I'm exhausted. It's taken weeks to do it, all available time. In fact, people who are my regular readers probably have noticed that by the time they get an email that a piece is up there, the date's wrong on the email or the subject matter's wrong, because I was so darn tired when I sent out that email I could hardly think. But it does take a lot of work and a lot of effort to produce what you see on the website, and I'm pretty proud of what's up there. So you'll find all kinds of different subjects, but most of them deal with the fact that the Uncle Sam doesn't tell the truth about anything.